I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Lawmakers at the State House yesterday introduced a bill that would ban employers from asking a job candidate for their salary history. It came on what's known as Equal Pay Day. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Equal Pay Day is a concept meant to illustrate the gap between what men and women earn for doing the same work. Democratic Representative Brittany Pedersen of Lakewood says she believes this bill will help reduce the gender pay gap, where women earn on average about 80 cents on the dollar to a man.
Just asking, what are your salary requirements, instead of how low can I pay you? Unfortunately, we are much more likely to be paid differently from the very beginning.
While other states and cities have passed similar laws, business groups say it could make it harder for them to attract talent and negotiate wages, making hiring more complicated. On Monday, a federal appeals court ruled that employers can't pay women less than men because they made less at a previous job. That case will potentially head to the U.S. Supreme Court. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Colorado State Treasurer Walker Stapleton cited the possibility of fraud in the collection of voter signatures when he announced that he will try to qualify for the Republican gubernatorial primary at the party's assembly this weekend. Stapleton will join Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman and Colorado Springs businessman Barry Farah in trying to qualify at the GOP State Assembly. This is 91.5 KRCC News.